Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus Christ. I am your host, Archbishop Marcia Karen Abrams. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network and My King's TV Network. We want to begin with prayer and just welcome the Holy Spirit into this broadcast. We just thank God. We do have a prayer request for Evangelist Karen Johnson, as she will be coming to us on the following week, on the 26th of February, and not tonight's broadcast, but we just thank God for her. So we'll continue in praying for her. Continue praying also for the family that's in bereavement from our beloved Reverend and Pastor Dr. Dorothy Ruth Hardin. We just pray for the entire family, her sisters, all of her siblings, and niece, nephews, and all those that she's left behind. We want them to be comforted and knowing what a wonderful person she was and a dynamic warrior, as we continue to pray for that family, that they will remember all the good and not to worry that she's gone, but to just joy in the Lord because she's gone to a better place to be with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this night. We thank you, Father, for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every member that is tuned in to the sound of my voice. We thank you, Lord God, for just everything that you allow us to do. We just love you so much, Father, for every thing that you give us the ability to be the steward of, Lord God, every resource that you put into my hands. I thank you, Lord God, for favor and honor, Lord God, that you've bestowed upon me to teach your children, Lord God, and to bless them, Lord God, with your word. Thank you so much, Father, for this grand and glorious privilege to do this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We want to welcome the Holy Spirit to come into the broadcast tonight to rule, to lead, and to super rule this broadcast, and so that God's word can truly go forward, so that someone somewhere will be saved and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. It says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And we just thank you, Lord God, for your word. Breathe on your people everywhere, Lord God, throughout this broadcast. And those that get downloaded and listen to it in the future, we thank you, Lord God, for them as well, that they too will be saved, sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's turn our attention to Psalms 91, This is our daily read. Amen. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowlers and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adders, hallelujah, the young lions and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Angels of God, we command you now to go to the north, the south, the east, the west, the northeast and the southeast, the northwest and the southwest, in the name of Jesus Christ, and bring all the resources into my hands that I can be the good steward, the greatest steward that God has ever created for God's resources, so we can take the resources and use it for the kingdom purpose here on earth and the land that I live in. Protect the airways as well, from each of the quadrants. Oh, my God, we just thank you, Lord God. Protect our angels, Lord God, as they go forward, Lord God. Be with them as well, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the assignment that you've given to our angels to do your mighty works and your mighty acts here on earth in the land of the living. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you. Thank you also, Lord God, for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, and his blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that washes away all of our sins. Hallelujah, Lord God. And if we've offended anyone, please forgive us right now, Father. And if we've hurt any of your children in any way, whether known or unknown, or something we said out of our mouth or that has hurt your child to his heart, we ask for total repentance, Father. Forgive me right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because I do not mean to offend your children, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. But we just want them to know the truth, Lord God, because it is the truth, Lord God, your truth, that will set them free, Lord God. Someone asked Jesus Christ years ago when he was here with us in the land of the living, what is truth? Well, thy word is truth, Lord God. So we teach your words, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, for the stripes that Jesus Christ bore on Calvary's cross for our sins. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost just moving tonight in the broadcast. I already feel the touch of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I don't know what the Lord's going to do tonight for someone. Somewhere will be healed and set free. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've had a very interesting week this week, where as the snow came in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and it had 3 inches to 4 inches one day, and then another 3 inches to 4 inches, and then sleet and hail and, you know, rain, and just really something else. I thought I was back in Winter Wonderland in, you know, in the north there. It's just amazing to me. Hallelujah. It's beautiful sheet of ice, and the snow is just covered, and the glistening of the sun hitting the snow and ice is just beautiful, man. It's awesome. Just want to pray for my little dog. I had to give one up, Bruno. We pray that God will give him a wonderful family that will take care of him. He's an older dog. He's 4 years old. And I just pray that there will be a family that will adopt Bruno. Amen. Hallelujah. As he moves to another level, so that he and his brother will stop fighting, you know, fight for turf. I'm going to pray for my dog, Bruno. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We give Bruno to God right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So what we're going to share, we talked about, you know, the other day, Absalom and the story of David and the saga and the family and so forth. But, you know, it's just interesting read, you know, that, you know, when God bless someone, that everyone talks about that person. You know, it's just so interesting. And years beyond them, David is no longer with us in the land of the living. Think about it. But look how many stories have been written about it. People are still talking about him in every culture, in every language. Isn't that amazing? When God's hand is on you and he's orchestrated you to do something, do it, and do it with all your might and vigor and all the strength that God gives you and all the breath that you have. Do it and do it well, all right? And then seek God. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. And you just, you know, you never know who you're touching, you know, and then sometimes, you know, this work of ministry sometimes maybe feel like it's a lonely feeling, but you're not alone. That's the comforter right there, to comfort you, to let you know that you're not alone in this walk with God, because God said he'll never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. Hallelujah. We just want to give glory to Jehovah El Shaddai tonight. I love saying that name now that I just thank God for the Archbishop that had given me the instructions to call on Jehovah El Shaddai, the bull-breasted one. Also, I know we were not on the air. Were we on the air on Valentine's Day? But we just went through a Valentine's, and I'm praying that everyone had that love, you know, that occurred. And we just want to thank God for our newest radio host, Reverend Dr. Ernest Maddox, and his beautiful wife, Barbara Maddox, and his family and colleagues, as well as ministers that came on the broadcast on yesterday. We thank God for them and their ministry. We just pray that God continue to ignite them and bless them. Thank God. I did speak with Reverend Lonnie Dyer a couple of days ago on the 12th, and he sounds so awesomely well, you know, amen. We miss him. We said we want him back, but he's moved on, so we just thank God for him. Let's continue to pray for each and every member of our staff, our ministry staff. They're on God's you know, agenda as far as being employed by God. You know, they work diligently, you know, and we don't pay anyone anything, but we do know that God, the favor of God is upon their lives, and the blessings are as they bring forth the word of God. So if you ever have a chance to call in, or if you're in the chat room, please just write a thank you note to the ministers that's on the wall at that time, you know, holding down the bloodstained banner. You know, just give them an encouraging word, or if we can call in just to listen so they could see the board light up, or, you know, let's hear something from you. Amen. It just makes a difference. Praise God. Every time I see one caller come in and a number, I'm like, yes, and I start talking really more stronger. It's just it strengthens you, and it's a source of encouragement. So anyway, what are we going to talk about tonight? Tonight, again, was slated for Evangelist to come in. She's very, very busy with the prayer breakfast she's putting together on April the 26th, and I've been invited to attend that. And that's a while. It seems like a long time away, but you wouldn't believe how fast when you coordinate something, how much things that you have to do for it to be successful. You know, it don't just come and just there. You know, you have to actually work it almost every day until the day of that event. And the day of that event, you're still working. And then after the event, then you can, like, calm down. So she's very busy with that. So we want to keep her in prayer. Amen. 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 All right. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, the Bible says from the book of Samuel, and we're reading Samuel because Samuel relates to David as the one that anointed David to be king. But look at how Samuel came into the world. Samuel came into the world based on a prayer request, a prayer petition from his mother to God. And it was such a hard prayer, one that, you know, just she just all her might she put into this prayer, all of her energy, all of her strength she put into it, so much so that Eli thought she was drunk as she was praying, because she was praying, not saying any word, but her mouth was moving, her lips was moving, you know. So he thought she was under some kind of influence of wine. So let's read the story about Solomon. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All right. So it said, now there was a certain man of Ramath-Ahim, Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jehoam, son of Eliu, the son of Tehu, the son of Zumpha, and Ephi, and his two wives, and the name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Penel, and Penea had children, but Hannah had no children. Jesus, see, that's the problem right there. She did not have a child, so she basically is considered barren. And, you know, it's not a good feeling to be barren, you know, and I can't empathize or anything, and not knowing that type of feeling, but it's a longing to have a child, you know, and only God can restore your body and heal your body so you can deliver a child, because in having a child, it's the closest that a woman can be between life and death. Amen. It's just that deep. But some people never experience it. But Hannah had not experienced childbirth. Amen? She had no children. So let's continue reading the story. And this man went up out of the city year to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Phinehas his wife and all her sons and her daughters' portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Okay, so let's stop right there. See, the Lord had shut up her womb. Ain't that something? Point well taken, right? Yay. Why would God do something like that? Only what? For his divine glory, for such a time as this. Hallelujah. See, the child had to be born at a specific time, at a specific moment, and in a specific era. Hallelujah. And so that there could be a meeting, a at a specific time, at a specific place, and a specific era. All right? So everything had to line up accordingly so that time and time and time, you know? So you're waiting for the Lord for something, not necessarily meaning that God has not heard your cry or God has not answered or God has not delivered. Sometimes you have to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. So for if Anna had children ahead of time, hallelujah, right, then the purpose that Samuel had on his life to serve Israel for 40 years, for example, to anoint the first man, Saul, to be king over Israel or the captain over Israel, and to anoint the second man, David, to be the king of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm telling you, this thing is something else, and it's so intense, so you got to understand that God is he's no joke when it comes to time. So don't give up on God. Trust God. If you've asked him for something, he will hear and he will answer, you know? And like I said, some of the times the answer is wait, be still, and know that I am God, you know? A lot of people do not want to be still. Well, let's go on to Genesis chapter 30, and let's look at another love story. All right? All these stories are well known and, you know, it's rehearsed over and over, but the Word of God says, you know, remind his children, remind them. Okay, so that's why we say these stories over and over. Verse 1 says, and when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children, or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I God? Am I in God's stead, who has withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bella, it says, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. Okay, that was the tradition back then. All right, so, you know, and of course Bella conceived. And he said, and she gave him Bella, her handmaid, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her, and Bella conceived, and Jacob and bared Jacob a son. So this is how, you know, the genealogy, the generations of Israel came into being, the 12 tribes and so forth, the 12 sons of Jacob. Amen. So, but the love story continues. The love story continues. The time and the purpose of Rachel's barrenness was for God's perfect will to be done. So as I said, when we're looking at things that we want right now, sometimes God wants you to wait. And majority of time, God wants you to wait. And sometimes you have to seek him and seek him early. You may have to fast about the situation and may have to pray and then get his divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of how you should go forward. Amen. Instead of trying to always figure things out on your own. Amen. I found that with God, when he's in full control, that everything is all right. You understand? He is a way maker. He makes a way out of no way. Hallelujah. He put favor in your path, and he makes men give into your bosom. Amen. He allows men to entrust you with their resource. Hallelujah. That's favor from God and man. Amen. Hallelujah. So when one has to wait, it's not a bad thing whatsoever. It's actually a very good thing to wait on the Lord, because it says in the Word of God that He will direct your path. Acknowledge Him in everything that you're going to do. Let the Holy Spirit, which is your comforter, lead and guide you into all truth. Amen? Don't just go on like you got something stuck up your butt somewhere, hair is somewhere, and just, you know, you're just totally like a loose cannon, you know? I mean, it's not good to be a loose cannon, because you're dangerous, man. You're shooting everything, but you're just all over the place, everywhere. I don't want to be around a loose cannon. He may kill me. I don't know if you're coming or going. I don't know. You know, you're not obedient to anyone or anything. You're not even obedient to your own words. Definitely not obedient to God. God cannot use you. As a matter of fact, as a loose cannon, no one can use you. Matter of fact, you may get fired because of your attitude as a loose cannon. God wants you to wait on Him. All right, so let's go on back to 1 Samuel, the book of Samuel, and continue to see what God is trying to illustrate for us tonight, and to see what He wants His children to hear. You know, God instruct me to teach His children, feed His sheep, and, you know, it's a serious matter to God, because many of the pastors of today have not taken the time to feed God's sheep. You know what I'm saying? So it's time for a change. God wants His children to hear His word, and He wants them to study it. But He needs someone to instruct them. He needs an instructor, like a professor, a leader, a teacher to teach the Word of God to the children. Amen. Hallelujah. So that this next generation can teach the children, you know, as they get older. Those children are going to get older. And, you know, God wants someone to instruct them so they don't go astray. Amen. So we want to look at this story to see that's what God is trying to illustrate out of it tonight. Be patient with the Lord. God has heard your prayer. He's going to answer. He has already answered, but it's for a specific time. Amen. It's not for right now. If it was fulfilled in the time that you wanted, it would just be a total mess. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyway, we're going to take a little break. I'm just going to just love the Lord through prayer, and we'll have some music, and we'll be back with 1 Samuel chapter 1, and we'll pick up here in verse number 5. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you so much once again for this broadcast, another time to share your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the Spirit of God that's in this place. And we just like to rest in you, Father. We love you so much. We adore you. We worship, and we just thank you, Father, for just another time. Hallelujah. It says one more time. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we ask, Lord God, that you continue to rule and super rule on this broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you've done today, Father. We thank you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord God. Thou art so worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Come on, you might as well bless them. You're in the safety of the Lord. Come on, you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. Despite the temptation, despite the trial, despite the turmoil, despite everything that's happening, you're going to be all right. Why? Because you're in the safety of the Lord. If he has to hide you behind a rock, that'll be your refuge. If he has to
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because your time is not up yet. So, as we prayed for Reverend Pastor Dr. Dorothy Harden, Ruth Harden, and the bereavement of her family. She was a dynamic soldier for the Lord. Her time is up, but our time is not up. Our time is here to do the work of the Lord while it is yet day. For the night cometh when no man shall work. The night is when you sleep in the bosom of Abraham or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're here vital with the strength of our being, with all the activities, our eyes and everything from our hair to the sole of our feet. Every molecule in us can worship God. So sometimes you got to stop what you're doing and just acknowledge who He is. No man, no woman can contain God. Amen. Yet He gives us His Spirit that resides in us. It's awesome, y'all. Got to give God His glory and His props and praise Him evermore. Just shout Jehovah El Shaddai with me 21 times. I'm telling you, He's going to call in his angels and say His children are calling on His name, and send down the petition that you want, and send the angel to answer that request. Amen. Say, Jehovah El Shaddai, we worship You. Jehovah El Shaddai, we worship You. Jehovah El Shaddai, we adore Your holy name. Jehovah El Shaddai, You're the full-breasted one. Jehovah El Shaddai, You're the mighty God. Thou art the Alpha, the Omega. Thou art the first and the last. Thou art the beginning and the end. Thou art Jehovah. Thou art God. Thou art the God of all gods and the Lord of all lords. Thou art Jehovah El Shaddai. We worship You. We magnify You. We bless Your holy name. We adore You. Jehovah El Shaddai, we praise Your holy name. Jehovah El Shaddai, we cannot do anything without You. Jehovah El Shaddai, we adore You. We magnify You. We praise You. Jehovah El Shaddai, You're worthy to be praised. Jehovah El Shaddai, we thank You for the Holy Spirit. We thank You, Holy Spirit, for being in this place. We thank You, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for leading us through tonight's broadcast. We thank You, Holy Spirit, for strengthening us, for leading us into all truth. We thank You, Lord God, for the gift and the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jehovah El Shaddai, we worship You. We adore You. Hallelujah, we magnify You. Thou art just magnificent. In the name of Jesus Christ, Thou art holy, holy, Thou art holy. Hallelujah, Lord God, we thank You. Hallelujah, You're so significant. Lord God, we thank You. We appreciate You, Lord God. Hallelujah, come and join us, Lord God. You're welcome into this place. Let Your train fill the temple wherever Your children may be throughout the world, every corner, Lord God. Let Your train just fill them, Lord God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank You. We worship You. We thank You, Lord God, for the ability to wait on You, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God, that we can wait and see the salvation of the Lord. We thank You, Lord God, that we can be still and see the glory of God. We thank You, Lord God, we can be still and know that Thou art God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship You tonight, Father. Thank You, Lord God, for strengthening us when we're weak. We thank You, Lord God, for the fast that has gone forward. And we thank You, Lord God, for hallelujah. Thank You, Lord God, for just the great honor, Lord God, that You bestowed upon me once again. And I can't thank You enough, Lord God. And every time I turn around, there's another honor that You've given into my hands to take care of. And I don't know what it is that I know is You, Lord God, because I know I'm just a clay, Lord God, that You can mold and shape. I am just Your humble servant, Father, to do Your perfect will. But I want to thank You, Father, for the great honor to be the director, Lord God, of this region. Thank You, Father, to allow me, Lord God, to be promoted to the apostleship director, oh my goodness, of a country, of a nation, Father. You're just too much, Father, and I just thank You. I adore You, Lord God. I can't even say the title. You're just so much, Father. You're just awesome, Father. I just magnify You, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, Lord God. And I want to thank you, Lord God, for all those that are going to give into our hands, Lord God, the resources that we need to give to your children to help them, Lord God, in their circumstances right now, Father. Hallelujah. A lot of people, Lord God, have hurting, Lord God, financially, and you're blessing us, Lord God, with resources to help your people in the churches, Lord God, around the United States of America and around the world. And I thank you, Father, for just this great opportunity, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Your word say much is little as much in the eyes of the Lord. And so we worship you, Father, as we go into your word, Father. Help me, Lord God, to just envelop me, Lord God, to expound on your word once more tonight. And I pray that someone somewhere will be healed and set free from their situation and their circumstance, that they will come to know you for themselves. Hallelujah. They rejected you for so long, but it's time for them to come on home. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every prodigal son and every prodigal daughter that are out there in this world, but they can't make it. It's time for them to come on home. Hallelujah, Lord God. For kingdom purpose, Father, let them realize and remember who they are, that they are a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah, we worship you. Angels of God, thank you. We appreciate you for surrounding your children, the children of God, doing the work that God has chosen you to do and the assignment. Bear them up. Protect them. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, both seen as well as unseen. Satan, take your filthy hands off of God's divine property. You have no authority here in this place, and you cannot touch God's anointed anymore. Hallelujah. We laugh in your face in the name of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, because you have lost the battle, and we have won every time. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting our communication lines, Father, so that the word of God can go forward over the internet, through the ethernet, over the airways. And thank you, Lord God, for those that are duplicating what we are doing here, Lord God, at the Mike King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, because they're duplicating the word of God and sending it forward. So in that, I'm so appreciative, Lord God, of them. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let them continue to send the word of God forward. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your word tonight, I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I just want to just talk about how God is saying here in the word of God and found in 1 Samuel, in the book of Samuel, the book that talks about Samuel. It's interesting that Samuel has such a great leadership in ruling Israel. 40 years is no joke to rule a nation. And so here, God is saying in verse 5, but unto Anna he gave a worthy portion, okay? For he loved Anna, but the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the Lord of Lords, had shut up her womb. Amen? And this is an inspiration for all those ladies that have been wanting to have a child, but for whatever reason, God has shut up your womb. Amen. It's for God's divine glory. It is ancient saying that a child that is born for a person that is older seems to be really, really taken care of even more because they treasure that child and they hover over that child. And but also, the time of that child's birth is so important. This child that you've been waiting to have, but God has not allowed you to have that child during your youthful years, the time when you're in your teens or the times when you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s or 50, and yet you're still waiting. Anna had to wait on the Lord. Amen? And many people may pick on you. Your cousins and your sisters and brothers, siblings, they all have children. You have nieces and nephews all around you. But yet you have not felt the anything in your womb. It's just hollow and barren and just dry or whatever. Nothing is there, right? And you just feel away. You just feel sad, just upset all the time, just troubled on every hand. Even gotten to the point that there's no more menstrual cycle coming forward. But God, I'm telling you, y'all, God is something else, man. So verse 6 says, and her adversaries also provoked her sore for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. See, sometimes the enemy will pick on you because that thing that you were supposed to birth has not come to pass yet. See, having a child, not necessarily, it does not, as I was saying to the people there in Long Island, being pregnant does not necessarily mean that it's a physical human being that is coming out of you. Amen? Being pregnant can be an idea, a concept, a thought, that when it is conceived, amen, and it is achieved, and you deliver that and birth that thing, and that idea, and implement that idea into full fruition, into this world. Oh, my God. God birthed in you something that will just ignite this world by storm. And you now have to nurse it. You have to dress it. You have to attend to it. You have to cuddle it. You have to, when it's groaning, you have to be there. When it's crying, when it has a boo-boo, you cut itself, it fell down. You, just like a regular baby. Just like a human being. I'm telling you, what Anna had was something that was so important to the world, so important to the history of Israel, so important that this child, that when he came out in the form of Samuel, amen, so we're looking at the name Samuel, but look at the idea that God has given to you, amen, that idea is going to come forth as a name as well. Some people put it as a corporation, an LLC, amen, doing business as, or, a sole proprietorship or some entrepreneurial idea. When it is conceived, hallelujah, no matter how long it has been, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we look on God and we think God is going to work this way for us. But I'm telling you, God, he works in the way he knows best for himself, for his own glory, for his entertainment, for his good pleasure. Amen. And you are the vessel, the chosen vessel, to take care of this child prodigy or this thing that God has given into your hand. So, yes, the enemy is going to make you fret and think that God has not heard your prayer, that God has not answered you, and they'll pick on you like nan nan boo boo, you want to beat them up. You want to put your fist in their mouth. One more time, they do it to you. You understand what I'm saying? This thing hurts so bad. Amen? So it said in verse number 7 that, and as he did so for years by years, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, Anna, she wept and did not eat. Jesus Christ. See, sometimes God allows your adversary to be your greatest weapon. God said he'll make your enemies your footstool. So go and thank your adversary for doing their job. Go and thank them, telling you. Pray for them. Fast for them. Tell them, thank you for being here. Thank you for being that thorn in my side, because you are the one that is going to make me exhale. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because what you have is better than what the adversary has. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at God. In verse number 8, it says that, then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Anna, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better than 10 sons? Amen. But Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat at the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in the bitterness of her soul and prayed unto the Lord. And she wept. So she probably was doing like a fast or something, like when I was just instructing the church that I'm going to ask the church to do a 30-day fast because of the glory of the Lord that has fell upon us. Amen. This week, I'm telling you, I've never asked anyone to do such a lengthy fast, but I'm telling you, if you're here and at the sound of my voice, please go into this with me. I'm telling you, God is about to just break out serious on the church. Amen. A new dispensation of grace, mercy. Serious. God is about to do something serious. It's already started. But we need to hear from the Lord. We need to understand what God is about to tell us. We got to like get into our secret closet to find out what it is that God has for us to do in such a time as this. So this thing grieved her to her soul, and she prayed unto the Lord, and she wept sore, and she vowed a vow. Now here it comes. See, during the fast, God wants you to say something that will impact him so that he can do that which you want done. So she vowed a vow, amen, and she said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. So she made him like a Nazarite, you know, because no razor goes on their head, the Nazarene. She made that type of a vow. Amen. She made a vow to not only allow her to conceive the child so her womb won't be barren, but so she can feel the throbbing of the belly moving and the movement of the elbow and the foot pushing. And now look at this, then she asked for specifically a man child, but I'm saying, and I'm speaking to someone out there in Radio Land, that the birth that you're about to birth, you're going to feel the movement in your tummy, you're going to feel the groaning and the belly just rippling and things like that. You know, you may have the milk coming out you know, of your breasts area, nipples and all of that stuff. You may get fat and you may have a glow upon you and your hair may get longer and all these things. All these is the formation of a creation being done in you. Something, you're going to go through some growing pain and all of these different things, okay? But when you make that vow during the fast, as we said earlier, when you make that vow to the Lord, make sure you keep that which you have said out of your mouth. I always tell people to write down your prayer request, because when you write it down, then you won't forget anything. You don't want to let anything come out. You don't want to miss anything. Amen? Because this is a fast that is something, and it's something that has been troubling you so much. You want this thing to be gone from you. You want this thing to exhale. You want God now to be glorified in you with the talents of your hands or whatever it is, whatever that idea is, that growing pain, that thing that is birthing in you. It's something that has been troubling you so long, and you need to now just let go and let God so it can come forward. Come forward. So you make the vow unto God. Speak specific things. Look at her vow. Let's break it down. Look at chapter 1, verse 11. She said that she made a vow. Turn to Genesis chapter 28. verse 20. Now she made a vow. That's a covenant, you know. That's something that you cannot break, you know. It's best that you don't make vows whatsoever. But if you're going to make a vow to the Lord God, you need to honor that vow, that which you said. You understand? Hallelujah. So it may be well with you. Amen. Because God don't play with people like that, mess with him and say things just because. So verse 18 says, in Genesis 28, it says, and Job rose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil, hallelujah, upon the top of it. That's that anointing oil we were talking about earlier in the broadcast, that the anointing has filled this place already. The train of God has filled the place right where you are and right where I'm at. I'm feeling it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 19 says, and he called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let's move to verse 15. Go back. Let's back it up a little bit. Genesis 28, verse 15 says, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all place whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then Jacob woke up from his sleep. See, when you're doing a fast and you're praying to God for something and you're going to make a vow, God may put you in a deep, deep, deep sleep. Hallelujah. So that you're able to see the vision that God truly has. That's why I asked you guys to buy those little composition books and make sure you have enough pencils and pen at your bedside, because you're going to write the vision and you're going to make it plain. Then you're going to implement that vision. Verse 11 says, and he lighted up the curtain, lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stone of the place and he put them in his pillars and laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thy lies, to thee will I give it, and to thee thy seeds. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. Hallelujah. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. As I'm talking about the anointing that has come upon me this week, y'all, is what God did and said to Jacob. That's why I'm going and calling everybody for a fast, because it's something else. I got to find out what it is that God wants us to do, because this is something else. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you too that are out there in Radio Land, God is going to come upon you like lightning and then show you that which he wants you to do. That thing that has been birthed in you, that thing that you've been impregnated with, that thing that you've been wondering why you have not. And you're thinking it's one thing. You're thinking, well, why didn't I have a child? Is yet why? I went to many doctors and I went and I've taken every pill, you name it. I've even did some internet stuff and bought all kind of illicit drugs to impregnate myself, and I've even tried the, you know, sperm banks. I've done everything that I know to do, but that was not what God wants for you. That thing that's within you is so important. You have to seek God. You have to seek him, and you got to seek him early. You got to wake up in the morning when he comes to visit you at 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning. Wake up and pray and seek God, because he's going to give you divine instructions that you must immediately write down, because it's about to flow like water is running as you've opened up the faucet. God is going to just start pouring into you and pouring his word and his instruction, and you have to write it down. You got to write it down. You got to write it fast. You got to write shorthand. I don't know, but trust me, you'll be able to understand it when you do wake up. So turn with me back to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. We're breaking this thing down. So she vowed a vow. Amen. So you're going to have to commit something to God. You're going to have to give up something. You're going to have to say something to God that you are willing to do. Amen. And make sure, as I said, make sure you do this. Do it early, really. Don't wait. Take care of it. Get it squared away. Take care of it. And he says, and she said, O Lord of hosts. So she called on the Lord of the army of God, the God of all God, the Lord of all Lord. The host is the host of an army, the army of angels. You know what I'm saying? So he's over all of that. Amen. It's like a military type of a setting here. God, she's calling on the full-breasted one. Like when we call on Jehovah El Shaddai, this is a war cry. It's a cry that we want everything from the Lord, everything that God has to offer. We're not asking just for a little thing here. We're not asking just provide. We don't want Jehovah Rapha or Jehovah Nisi and Shinichi. No, we want the Almighty God, Almighty, Almighty. We want everything that his hand has to offer us, amen, to deliver us through, to make our way, amen, and make our way plain. We're not just taking a little thing and being satisfied. No, we want everything that the enemy has stolen from us, everything that the cankerworm has destroyed. We want total restoration of our family. We want our children back. We want our house back. We want our car back. We want everything back. Amen. And we're not going to come, you know, thinking we're going to go and beg for it. We're going to go and demand our possession because it belongs to us. So whatever it is that you want from God, and you're going to make this type of vow, you're going to ask him and call him by name. You see, that's what she did. She called on the Lord of the hosts. And not just one host, okay, so she didn't just call on one battalion, you know, she didn't call on a brigade, she called on, you know, in the Air Force you have the flight and you have the squadron and all of this stuff, and you have all the different planes lined up, and then you have the stealth bombers over there, you have the B-52s over here, the G series and the H series, and you have the F-4s over here, and you have the F-16s, and you have the C-5. And you have all these different planes, you know, all with the different talents and different carrying different weapons. Amen. Hallelujah. And different, whether they're carrying the whole military soldiers, foot soldiers, or they're carrying all the tanks and or the trucks and all the supplies, you know. So she's calling on the hosts, God, the Lord of the hosts with an S. You look in your Bible in the King James Version, you'll see it's a plural, which means that she's calling on all of the heavens. This prayer was no joke, y'all. When you don't play with God, you want to ask for a prayer request. You want to ask for everything that God has to come forth. Amen. So she's asking all the angels that sits in the heavens to come out of their circumstances and situation that they're doing. And God do send the angels down. You know what I'm saying? To go see about whatever it is that you're praying about. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So now she's putting a question to God, and she said, if thou will indeed. Now, who else looked at God and asked God for an indeed type of a blessing? Everybody knows about the Jabez prayer. And if you look at the life of Jabez, he asked only one. It was his life in the Word of God is only accumulation of, what, two verses? Amen. Yet he was known in the territory where he was. He asked God to bless him indeed. So Anna is asking for an indeed type of a blessing. That means it's more, let's look at the Webster's Dictionary so you can understand. You're not just asking God just for, just you know, a small thing here. You want everything that God's hand can, or his arm, or you want his whole train to fill the situation. Hallelujah. Or you want God to come down such as a mighty cloud that nobody in the church can say anything. I don't know if you ever experienced that. If you come into a church, you know, on a Sunday morning, but see everybody is on one accord. Everybody come in the praises of the Lord. They come with expectancy from God. Everyone. This is what's going to happen with this 30-day fast, 30-day, 30-night of fasting and seeking God here. I don't care if you do it half a day, amen, or you do it a whole day, all water, dry fast or hard fast or a Daniel fast. There's so many different, 50 types of different fasts, whatever, but 30 days consistently we're going to fast. Amen. So when everybody comes into the house of the Lord in this particular day and the cloud of God comes down, it's like a Shekinah glory comes down, nobody can say anything. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of prayer she was praying to God. Amen. Hallelujah. She's telling God that somehow or another she's been afflicted. And she's saying, what have you done to me, Lord God? You know, she's saying, look upon me, remember me. Okay, she's calling on God, and we can do that too. We can say to God, remember us through Jesus Christ. Now we have Jesus Christ as our advocate. You can call on him now, and really God said he's going to, anything you ask in the name of Jesus Christ, he's going to hear and answer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You should be empowered with the Holy Ghost right now. Turn now to Genesis chapter 29, and let's see what the beginning of the word says. All right. Verse 29, chapter 29, verse 32, as we were reading Jacob, you know, and his vision and so forth, let's see what verse 32 says. It says, and Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Well, the affliction that Leah had was not, she didn't have a problem with having children. She had lots of children, right? Amen. And her maid, handmaiden also had children, okay? But she didn't have the love, hallelujah, of the man that she made love to. And there's a lot of women like that. They have men that they fall in love with, and they give 100% and everything. They give all their substance to and take care of this man. But he has no love for her, and she knows it. So she's saying that maybe, hallelujah, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. She never received love from her husband. Remember, she tricked him in the first place. Amen? She and her daddy, they were only following traditions, but still, nevertheless, the man never, ever, ever, ever loved her. And the children knows that daddy never loved mama. Amen? Hallelujah. So she's saying, look upon my affliction. So Anna here was loved by her husband. Didn't her husband say, why are you weeping? Am I not more than 10 sons? You know, he loved her. Amen. So Anna didn't have the problem of a husband not loving her. Her man loved her. Amen. He loved her so much. I mean, he gave her more than all that he gave to the woman that had children for him. You know what I'm saying? So the affliction that Anna is talking about is the affliction of not conceiving that child, receiving that child inside her womb and feeling the growth of it. So what I'm saying for those who are not necessarily going to have a man child or a human being, a girl, a baby girl coming out of you, I'm talking about that gift that God has given you, that creative talent. That's what I'm talking about. You know, why is God taking so long for you to exhale with your talent? Okay, why? What is funding this needed? I wrote it and send the proposal and keeps on getting. I wrote it and it says, now what is it? come out for affliction. We got bills to pay, Lord God, and this job I used to have, now you put me out on, I'm on my own, I'm, you know, entrepreneur and trying to make it happen. What is it, God? Okay? So anyway, Anna has commanded God to look upon her and to remember her. And she's also commanded him to forget, do not forget her. Amen. Now, so she gave God instructions. See, when you're praying a prayer to God, you got to tell him what you want. Ask and you shall receive. That's what Jesus said. He's only saying what his Father instructed him. Amen. So when you ask in God for something, you have to ask for it out loud, write it down, and the spoken word, because your spoken word is what you've created. Amen. I talk to people so many times, man. I was talking about the other day, I was at the Salvation Army. I was doing an evaluation of them anyway. But anyway, I was in between two people. I had one lady on my right and a gentleman on my left. And remember I told you we had to stay out there for 5 whole hours in the rain, sleet, the snow, and the hail. It was a mess. Anyway. They were like, are we going to get in? I was like, well, you're with me, and I'm in between, so God is going to bring you in. And so God's going to, you're one, I'm two, he's three. And the guy that was fourth behind, he said, I'm four, and I'm coming in with you. And yet, you know, I told them that they're going to make it in. That's when we were way, like, so way over by the fence, right? I was like, we're going to make it in. Don't worry about it. They were like, I wonder if we're going to make it in. The whole time I said, look, I've said we're going to make it in. But they don't know me from Mars or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I said, I prayed a prayer to God, and God said, we're going to make it in. But we're going to make it in. Don't worry about it. You're going to make it in today. I said, well, I've been here like 3 times before, and I didn't make it in each time. I said, well, you're with me now, and we're going to make it in. You are going to make it in. And the guy now, he's like, oh, am I going to make it? Now we're right at the door now. Am I going to make it? And I'm like, we're going to make it in. I'm like, look, I got tired of them, you know. It's out of your mouth is what you said. So I had to counteract their, every time they said, they were asking and couldn't, I don't know if we're going to, I had to counteract that, what they said. I had to counteract, Satan, I bind and rebuke that. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to make it in. You know, I had to counteract every single time, both of them, right and left. I had to counteract what they were saying so it wouldn't get into the atmosphere and cast it down. Out of our mouth is what we speak. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are the creative being that God has created you in his image. God spoke the word. So when you speak the word, whatever comes out of your mouth is. And God said, I am. Well, that means he is. Oh, praise God. You got to understand who you are, the children of God. You are the duplication of God himself in the flesh. So your spoken word is very important to the atmosphere. You command the atmosphere to move on your behalf. Everything moves on what you say out of your mouth. So Anna said to God, look, if you will indeed look upon me, look upon my affliction, change this circumstances. Think about this woman. You know, I don't want you to look at anyone else on this earth, Lord God. Look at me. Remember me. Forget not me. It was all, this prayer request was all about Anna. When you are talking to God for something you want, forget about everybody else. I don't care, your children, grandchildren, all that. Forget them. Forget about the pastor, all of them. No, it's all about you. And we started a broadcast that I wanted to do, film shoot for people. God instructed me to tell his children, I want you to be on the My Kings TV film shoot, and it's all about you. The whole 180 minutes, all about you. The whole 25-minute film shoot, I just want to hear about you. I don't want to hear about nobody else. I want to hear what you're doing, what your company's doing, how's your church going, whatever it is, all about you, just you. Oh, my God, this is an explosion that's taking over, right? Praise God. Well, I mean, when somebody starts talking about themselves, they know themselves. They write the best story about themselves. Amen? So when you pray a prayer, let it be a selfish prayer all about you. this is what the type of prayer God really wants to hear, believe it or not, because he wants to give you all the desire of your heart. He wants the joy of the Lord to be your strength. He wants you to be happy and to be in wellness, well-being, and well, your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. He don't want you to be troubled on every side. What kind of song is that? Stop singing those blasted songs, man. Trouble, what is it? Trouble don't last, don't we? Forget trouble. You know, it's a peace, you know. What you sing about is what you bring about. What you speak about is what is. And we say it over, and I guess that's why God have us to say it over and over and over so we can remind ourselves. Because I'm telling you, the Salvation Army, from the fence all the way down through, and when we move on to the other side, it was so funny. I thought we were going in. The guy said, okay, y'all move over. I was so happy. I thought we were going inside the door. He said, no, you move over to the other side. I said, what? We went from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall? Oh, my God. I just thought that was funny. I'm like, I'm freezing. My toes is gone. I can't feel nothing. I'm like, this is amazing. Hallelujah. Praise God. The point I'm trying to say is this. Your prayer petition, when you're doing this type of a fast, amen, hallelujah, praise God. When you're doing this type of fasting and praying, you've got to understand that God is going to, he has already answered your prayer request prior to and before you even ask. He knows what you need and what you desire. He is there to give you everything that you ask him for. Amen? The Word of God says, if we that are evil, which, you know, why he says that? Because we were from Adam and all of that, and, you know, they're disobedient. And God hates disobedience, y'all. We, from now on, we have to be lined up, straight as an arrow, walking before God in total righteousness. Hallelujah. So that we can fulfill the call that we've called here and chosen to do here on earth. And we're the only one that can do it. By the way, if you die and don't fulfill that commission that God has put on your life, nobody else will have that job, by the way. You are unique, and only you can do this thing that God has called you to do. There's a lot of dead dreams in the graveyard. That's why they call it a graveyard. You know what I'm saying? Don't put your dreams over there in the graveyard. Fulfill your dreams. But how are you going to get your dreams to come to pass? Call on the Lord, God of all gods. The Almighty God. That's who you serve. You're so powerful, you don't even know it. Ain't no child of God supposed to have their head hanged down and looking down to the ground. You got to look up from whence cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. King David wrote that stuff. He had the clue. He understood. You know what I'm saying? You know, look at David was like, you know, I mean, he was like probably a skinny little dude running around. Just think about it. He said, I come in the name of the Lord. You know, went after Goliath, a 9-foot giant, man. One of them angels that tapped a female, a human being, and there comes Goliath coming out of that. You know, ain't that? Look, read the Bible. You know, one of them big old giants. We got giants in the land still today. You understand? Angels that was disobedient and looking at the human being. Giants came from that. So David, a little wimp. Little child with a little slingshot and some smooth stones. Your prayer is like the smooth stones. Amen. The fasting is like the slingshot that's going to thrust that stone. You understand? And he said, you know, I can see again. He started running. He started running. You know, and I'm a soldier, right? You know, and we, you know, in the army, you know, we run like, you know, like, oh my God, what we be doing? Like, mama, look at me. You know, that's what me. I'll be going. I'm a blue looking thing. They took away my loving man, and now we're running. Now I sleep with Uncle Sam. Ride on, boogie down and carry on. Walking tall and walking now. Everybody's behind me. Remember, I'm the shortest one, you know, carry the flag. Put on those boots, don't hesitate. Ride on, who? Boogie on, carry on, who? Walking tall, walking straight. Run, 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 run. Live, you live right. It forward, hurt. Now, you know, we were just, you know, doing a little trot right there, right? You understand? We were just trotting right there. And we go, when we go hard, we go, whoa, and we move, and we shout. You understand what I'm saying? So here comes David, you know, he just, you know, getting in motion, you know, and the momentum is going, he's going after Goliath. Now, this is your problem you're going after. You understand the affliction that's been bothering you. So you go on moving forward, right on, boogie down and carry on, boo. And you're winding the slingshot, You got a smooth stone in there, right? Boogie down and carry on. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whoa! This thing gone, right? Straight, right? With the fasting and the prayer and the angelic beings with that thing going straight to the problem, to hit that problem right smack in the forehead. Bam! Glide down for the count. One shot. Understand what I'm saying? That's who you are. The power of God goes with you. He goes before you, and he goes with you, and he backs you up. Amen, and don't worry about the sides. You know what I'm saying? Just looking straight. So this vow that you got to vow to the God, you write it down what it is that you're going to do for God and make sure you're going to just do it. Amen. If you say you're going to give $10 to the church on tomorrow morning, make sure you give $10 when you show up before they say time for offering. Just jump, run, and put that thing in the offering plate. Because that's all you had, right? That was the only $10 you had. And Pastor don't know, that was supposed to last you for the whole 30 more days. But I'm going to get it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the widow's mite type of thing, right? That vow that you say you're going to vow to the Lord, you got to give it up. Amen. You got to do it. So, she called on the host of the army of God. I told you about the host and all of that, and I gave the illustration of the Air Force. Now, in the army, they call them battalion and brigades and all of that other stuff. And you know, you have legions, amen. You know, that means you have many battalions and many brigades coming together. And you know, oh, my goodness, you're talking about a mighty force. Amen. Hallelujah. So Anna is calling on all the angelic beings of God himself, that God is over. God is the commander. He's the commander-in-chief of all the army of God. You understand? That's his army, right? She's calling on that. That's the type of prayer that you need to pray. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't call on God and say, God, just provide for me. You're Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah it's Shishanu, Jehovah Nisi. Forget that. You want God of all God, Jehovah El Shaddai, man. You want God to show up. This thing been bothering you so long, and it's been in your family for so many generations, and this thing, whatever it is, you want to just no more. You're not going to go into 2014, and we're in February, man, going into March. This thing is still there? No. You got to talk to that thing. So Anna commanded God by saying, giving God divine instructions out of her own mouth. So in your prayer request, you have to give God instructions on what it is that you want him to do for you. It's not a test. You're not testing God. He wants you to ask him. He's your heavenly Father. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you ask God, all right, to remember you. Just say the same prayer that Anna said, okay? Say, God, remember me, and put your name out there. Remember, and I'll say, God, remember Archbishop Marcia Karen Smith Abrams and all my other names, and now the director of this area and director of that area over there, of that state, and now apostolic director of a country in Africa. Oh, my goodness. One country in Africa God has given me this week. Okay, now, God, I need you to remember me. And I put my name again, long name, Archbishop Marcia Cares. And forget not your handmaiden, okay? But will give unto your handmaiden that thing that you want God to give. Don't say man-child, because you may end up with a man-child if you say it with this prayer, because you got this power and this anointing and this fast, and you know, all this stuff. So put your request right there. Now your proposal is put down and at the feet of God. Now you're going to say, then I will give him unto you. So you want to tell God what it is. If God performs this for you, you got to say to God, you know, through the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, through Jesus Christ, you know, okay, okay. Because the word of God says anything that you ask in the name of Jesus Christ, he's going to give it to you. Okay? So he says, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. I'm telling you, I tell you, my mama made a prayer like that because I've been serving the Lord all the days of my life. Even when I wasn't trying to, I was out there on the street doing my own thing. God was still coming at me, man, coming after me. Got that mark, man. She did it, you know. She or my grandmama, somebody, my granddaddy, somebody, all of them. All the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. So she made like a covenant of the Nazarite type of a thing. Turn to Numbers, you'll see that. Let's go in the word so you can understand what I'm saying. Numbers chapter 6, and you know, all these things that I'm reading, you can really literally go into the concordance and stuff and find these things. You know, I'm not no genius. I'm just following, you know, literally, you know, the reference, point of reference. Numbers chapter 6, verse 5 says here, let me see. All right. All the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head until the day be fulfilled, in the which he separated himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy and shall let the locks of his hair of his head grow. Okay. All right. So, verse 1 in chapter 6, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either a man or a woman shall separate themselves to a vow of the Nazarite, right, to separate themselves unto the Lord. This is a serious thing that she's doing, all right? Okay, so this is like you could do it for a portion of time, but what Anna was saying, all the days of her child's life is belong to God. You see? Amen? So verse 3 in chapter 6 of Numbers, Numbers 6, verse 3, it says that he shall separate himself from the wine and strong drink and shall drink no vinegar or wine or vinegar of strong drink. You know, vinegar is like wine sometimes, you know, and wine, you know, wine can turn bitter and all of that. So, and wine can get fermented and then you can get drunk with it and stuff like that, right? Not even grapes they were supposed to eat. Neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dry grapes. So he couldn't even have prunes, man, or raisins or whatever. It says, all the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernel even to the husks. Wow. That's deep. So there's something about the vine tree. One day we'll study that. We'll find out why the grape thing is such a big deal in the eyes of the Lord. You know, because, you know, the first miracle that Jesus did was, you know, turning, you know, water to wine. I mean, hey, put him in your employee. ABC liquor, hey, put Jesus there. You can turn your water into wine. Keep your supplies flowing. Amen. And it was the best wine, too, they said. It was the best wine. Remember the story. Amen. So there's something about the grapes. God, Jesus, I'm the true vine. There's something about it, right? So we're going to study and find out what is so important about this. So she made such a significant vow to God. You understand? So how are you going to know this if you don't study the Word of God? So that's why it's so important to understand the Word of God, to read it for yourself and to study it so you can know how to extract God's Word and give it back to God. Because God loves his own words. Amen. He will work with his Word. He won't work with your Word. Your Word is like nothing to God. It really isn't. So why don't you just use God's word so you can accomplish? Because remember, God's word will not return void unto himself. It will accomplish that which God has set it in order to do. So in your prayers, your petition, if you use God's word and give it back to him and then wrap your request around the word of God, your request is going to come to pass. So speak life to everything that comes out of your mouth from this day forward. If someone say to you, you're going to get in the door so you can get your utility bills paid, okay, you now start saying, I'm going to get in the door so I can get my utilities paid. Don't worry about circumstances. Don't talk out two sides of your lips. You understand what I'm saying? Don't have any doubt. It said that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen? Okay, so here we go. Verse 12. Let's move on. So we're looking at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 12. It says, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Like she was like stammering, like, but no sound was coming out of it. And so now Anna, as she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. So she probably been wailing for a long time, you know. This thing was so grievous to her, you know. It was just like, wow, you know. Wow. You know, sometimes I don't know. It would appear that sometimes when people pray for something, it would appear that the prayer was not answered. But I'm telling you, God always answers his prayers. He always answers his prayers. God always answers. He always answers the prayers that are done right. Look at the formula of this verse 11. There's a formula about this. You see the same formula in every prayer that Jesus Christ prayed. You know, it's a formula that will get your prayers answered, okay? And then I also recommend that you write it down. Always write it down, because you can go back at any time and look at your notebook or wherever, your journal or whatever, and you can actually start checking off the days, especially if you write it down, if you could put the date on the time that you put that prayer request in, because you would actually, you know, a year later, you look back at your books and you can look at, oh my God, that was done, because we're so busy, and it's so amazing that we only use only a small portion of our brain capacity. We don't use all of our brains. We don't use all of everything. We just use, I think they said 20%, something really small, you know? Oh, my God. Think about it. If we started using all, you know, even the God center, there's a God center in our brain where the scientists have concluded that God shows up and gives us ideas, you know, and that they're trying to find where that, it's like in the center of the brain, so they're trying to find it. Amen? Amen. Okay, so double check the percentage on how much brain capacity we use. If it's not 20%, just email me if I said something wrong. Please correct me. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I get excited sometimes. So verse 12 in 1 Samuel chapter 1 says, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her. Okay, and okay. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken, you know, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Anna answered, hallelujah, glory be to God. No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. So she gave God her mind, you know, she told him everything. Amen. And he said, count not thy handmaiden for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant thee thy petition, that thou may that thou hast asked of him. See, God always have a priest to confirm his word, you know, to tell you, hey, you know, I heard you, your prayer has been answered, relax, you know, let's chill out, peace be still, you know. That's really amazing. You know, even Eli, as a priest, you know, and that did not train his son to do right by Israel, to do right, you know, but he trained Samuel. He was the one that was trained Samuel the word. He was the one that God spoke through to Anna, tell her, relax, rest yourself, you know, go in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, and you wonder why he didn't train his son properly to handle the kingdom. Because they should have been the one that really led Israel after their father. You know what I'm saying? That they should have been, but they weren't. Who became the one, the leader of Israel, was the prayer from Anna, Samuel. He became the leader of Israel for 40 years. And through the same gentleman, Eli's training under his tutelage, because Anna had petitioned that she would give her son to God, and, you know, he should give the child to God all of his life, all the days of his life. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So let's take a break. I've been going for an hour, and I'm going to be right back. I'm going to pray, and when we come back, we're going to look at Luke chapter 8, verse 48, and then see what God says here as we talk about peace, you know, peace being still. And it says, let me read it first, and then we come back to it. Luke chapter 8, verse 48 says, "And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." So when God has answered your prayers, hallelujah, woo, you have a peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? You know that God, you know that you know that you know that God has answered your prayers. Hallelujah. And that's that faith walk that the children of God has really learned to deal with God when they pray about anything. I'll be right back.
Ever look at pictures from 2 decades ago and think, I wore that, drove that, did that? Or ever look at your car insurance and think, because it once took 15 minutes for a quote, that's that? Thankfully, there's Esurance, who built a smarter, more efficient way to get car insurance in this decade. Meaning with Esurance, 7.5 minutes could save you on car insurance. Welcome to the modern world. Esurance. Backed by Allstate. Quicker call.
Not available in Allstate. Savings may vary. Allstate products are not available through Esurance.
All the love he showed me, how he let me know, he never gonna leave.
Welcome each and everyone to the My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network, and I am your host, Archbishop Marcia Karen Abrams. I just want to thank you for just being here with us as we go over 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, left off, and Jesus was talking to the woman that touched him, you know, and why he said that virtue went out of him. So you can literally pray to God, and you can actually touch the hand of God, really, because of your prayer petition and your earnest and sincere prayer. When you fast, and, you know, it is so intense, that thing that you need, God he's touched so much that he'll send forth the angels to just take care of that petition, you know, as urgent. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, through calling on the name of Jesus and by Spirit, I'm telling you, these are different strategies, but your prayer requests will be answered every single time. This particular woman here in Luke, let's read the story for those that are not familiar with it. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 8. And we'll start here, and one parable at 39, verse 39 says, he said, "Return to thy own house and show how great things God has done unto thee." And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she laid dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came beside him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanced. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And, you know, when all denied Peter and they that were with him. Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, and she declared unto him, behold, all the people for whom what cause he had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. So the prayer request is faith. Okay, believing that God has answered the prayers, what you say out of your mouth, you've written it down. That helps to actually later on to look back at the prayer and saying, wow, this was done, you know. Amen. So it is very important to understand that God don't want to keep anything from us, you know. He really doesn't. He wants us to receive that blessing, period, that we want, or the desire of our heart's desire, whether it's a physical human being child or idea that's going to it's being brought out of you and being birthed, you know, and got to go through all the process. I'm telling you, God, he wants it done. And the vow that you make, you know, just fulfill it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is so awesome. He really is, and I'm very grateful that we have a God that we, you know, that loves us so much. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So what we'll do is I'm going to take a break. The music is back in full swing, and I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back. Amen. For the last hour of the broadcast, it's really been, I would say, excellent. God is touching lives right now, and I know that someone somewhere is being healed, set free, and delivered, and there's total breakthrough, and we just want to just give God praise. So we'll be back to follow up to see what the Lord has to say in the rest of the chapter. That is Samuel, the book of Samuel, chapter 1, verse 1 through 28. And we've left off at verse 17, when Eli answered unto her, and he said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Amen. Be right back. Praise until there's no debate.
Hallelujah. You're already healed. Hallelujah. You're already healed. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're healed. The ball. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's time to seize the days with President's Day weekend savings at your local IKEA store. Create a bedroom that's both cozy and organized with 3 days of incredible one-day-only offers, Saturday, February 15th through Monday, February 17th. Click now to learn more.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it.
Of God. Amen. We live for the word of God. We breathe because of the word of God. God is truly, truly awesome. Amen. So as we were looking at Luke chapter 8, when the woman that had an issue for a problem for 12 years, you know, and she prayed, she went forward to get that healing from, you know, just because of who she heard who Jesus was. She wanted that. And so when we got to command, you know, that what you want, you got to, like, go after it. You have to do something about it. And as you seek God, there's actions in your prayer as well. It's not just praying and waiting and see for God to show up and to help you out. There's actions that are being illustrated even in Anna's prayers. This action and moving forward and touching the hem of the garment. Actions, action, action. Amen. Getting out of your sleepy slumber, out of your home, and go to where, you know, the person that can meet that need, that can help you. Amen. And Jesus is the helper that we need. Amen. To meet every need. God is truly, truly awesome. I'm serious. I'm just basking in God's glory today on the broadcast. It's been really powerful, really, because God is truly strengthening me while I'm weak. You understand? You know, and everyone who knows who have been on a fast for any length of time, you do know that you get weak, you know. But you the glory, you're in basking in the glory of God, you know. Your body now is physically drained and gone, but your spirit man that's within you, the Holy Spirit, now gets empowered, and you see movements of things. Amen. Immediately, you know, and so it's just really just an awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity to, you know, if you have the opportunity to do the 30-day fast, I just encourage you. It will bless you. It will bless you, amen, and give you that which you need from the Lord, you know, and so I know it's a long time, but I know there's some churches have done 50 days, I heard, but they had it structured a certain way and so forth. But I just know, just dedicate yourself to the Lord during this next 30 days, and God will come forward. You will see. Oh, my God, I just feel the Holy Spirit all night tonight throughout the broadcast. Amen. So as we were looking in the book of Samuel, first chapter, and we're talking about now, verse 17, that then Eli answered and he said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And she said, "Let thy handmaiden find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. So after the fast, you have to get up. And you have to eat, you know, and then rejoice in the answer to your prayer. Hallelujah. Knowing that it's done. Amen. Being at peace because God has answered the prayer. Amen. You do need to confess that prayer out. You really do need to open up your mouth and let it be known. You know, it makes a difference. We now have papers and pens, and that just also assists you to really get that stuff out of you, you know, and put it on the paper and let that be your sounding board. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And verse number 19 says, "And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramath, and Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her." Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Oh, that is so pretty. I love it. How God remembered her immediately. You see? Oh, praise God. Wherefore, it came to pass when the time was come after Anna had conceived that she bare a son, and call his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked him of the Lord." Amen. Oh, that is awesome. So your prayer request, that vision, that dream that God has given into you, the birth in you to do, this is the time. This is it. After this fast, this 30-day fast, oh, my goodness, I'm telling you, God is going to do something throughout the world. Amen. Those that are going to come together and do this. It's you and God, no one else, you know. You don't have to. This is a selfish prayer request, as we said earlier. This is for something that you really want. It's something urgent for you. Amen. God's going to answer this one. Amen. You're going to see it. It's going to be explosive. And why I say explosive is because the length of time that you have to wait for the answer, you know, the length of time is significant. Samuel was a very powerful child. God spoke to him as a child while he was under the tutelage of Eli and so forth. God called him out, man. So he was there able to hear the voice of God. He was just that in tune with God from birth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. I pray I can get through the broadcast. You know what? I think the Holy Spirit has really just encapsulated everything that needed to be said to those that were listening today. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm praying that God will heal those that needs healing, and those that, you know, want to do the fast, to go into this and to seek God and really pour out your heart, mind, body, and soul to him. Father God, we thank you so much, Father, for just this great opportunity, Lord God, that you bless us to have this time, Lord God, to seek, hallelujah, to commune with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, just to petition you, Lord God, to bless your holy name, Father. I pray for those that need healing right now and deliverance, Father. Those that are just tuned into the broadcast, we pray for them. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough, Father. You're just so awesome, Father. Thank you for blessing us, Father, today to see another day, Lord God, and close of another day as well. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. You're truly awesome. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God. Amen. So as I'm going to bid you all good night, I pray that God continue to bless you throughout the rest of this week, this weekend, and just be healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Go in peace. Go in peace.
Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, stay. You might as well go ahead and get the dance on.
Y'all, you know, we look at as God gave Anna her prayer request for this man child, amen. And now look at what happened, that she now is going to fulfill her vow. That's the point I'm trying to get at throughout the broadcast. If when you pray for something and God and earnestly and so forth, God is expecting a return on his investment. Amen. That's on you. Amen. It says, verse 21, that's 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21 says, and the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. And it says here now that, but Anna went not up Therefore she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child is weaned. Then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. See, she remembered the vow that she vowed unto the Lord. And the vow, as we read in verse 11, says, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Hallelujah, you see? So she only had a few years with the baby until the baby was weaned. Amen. And she's going to give him to the Lord, the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. For to abide there all the days of his life. Isn't that awesome? Amen. And it says that, and Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seems thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord established his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. With her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I pray, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. We worship God right there. And God is going to fulfill your vow this upcoming 30 days. 30 days. Whenever you start this, I'm telling you, God is going to do something mightily in this place. Today is the 15th of the month. 30 days from now is basically, I would say, the 14th. Celebrate, celebrate whatever God, whatever vision God gives you, whatever dream, write that stuff down, write it down during the fast, and whatever vow you give to God, make sure you fulfill that vow. Amen. God is going to answer this dynamic prayer. Amen. This birth, this time of impregnation. I mean, God is going to give that to you. Oh, my goodness. And he's going to give you divine instructions, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of how you are to go with these things. Hallelujah. For his glory. Everything is done for God's glory. Amen. It says the earth is the Lord. Hallelujah. And all they that are in the earth belongs unto God. We just thank God. Hallelujah. And I'm praying that you will be obedient to the word of God that's coming out of my mouth to go ahead with this fast. If you do a 30-day, like do half a day, you know, and, you know, those who take medicine, make sure you continue taking your medicine, medication. See, check with your doctor and let them know what you're going to do, and so that they can even monitor you through this fast. I'm telling you, this is some powerful stuff God is going to do for his children throughout the land. Healing, deliverance, being set free. Ask God as a petition. Make it a selfish prayer, just like Jabez's prayer, just like Anna's prayer. Very selfish, just about you. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to fulfill the desire of your heart through Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. Thank you, Lord, for answering every prayer. Hallelujah. I hear testimonies after testimonies of how people have told me that they prayed a prayer and God answered them. Amen. And they just feel so good. They knew that within themselves that God had to have been the one to have done this. Amen. Because for them it might have been not a big deal to you, but it was a big deal to them. But yet they God got them through it. God answered the prayer. Amen. So we thank God We thank God for all of you. Amen. Tonight, and this broadcast has been a very interesting one. I didn't know the Holy Spirit was going to lead us this way, but I just love how the Holy Spirit does lead, because he, you know, he comes in and he does what he has to do, and, you know, then when he's finished, really, I'm finished too. I really, because it's something about the Holy Spirit. When he comes in, he just ignites you, and you prepare one thing to say, but the Holy Spirit just gives you another thought, another direction to go in. And God knows who needed to hear this broadcast tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm just so, like I said, so honored to be the director of this area now, and to be, we're going to have a celebration. And once we put a conference together, and in that celebration I'll be installed, and it's going to be nice. It's going to be a cap and gown and very formal service, and I'm just honored, man. Just honored, and I just bow down before God and all that he's doing in our lives and in my life and in your life, and I thank God for you all. I pray that the peace of God will be upon you. Hallelujah, Lord God. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord's countenance be, you know, upon you, and may he be gracious to you. May he give you peace. Amen. In all that you do, not like the peace of man, but the peace that passeth all understanding. As long as you keep your mind and your heart stayed on him. We thank you. Hallelujah for being part of the broadcast tonight. And thank you. And we will see you guys next. I think I'll be back on Tuesday. If it's the Lord's perfect will, I'll be back on Tuesday night. Tomorrow.
The internet's getting a bad rep.
Tomorrow is Bishop Abrams, my husband, at 10 a.m. for morning service. If you want to tune into that, we appreciate you coming into that. And then 7 o'clock at night, it will be Apostle Abrams as well, again, as well. And then Monday is Minister Monica St. Hill Morton. On Tuesday night, I come in with prayer. This upcoming Tuesday is the 18th of the month. Monday is President's Day also. Amen. So enjoy your vacation, those that are going to be off. On Wednesday, I'll be back for scripture reading. And Thursday is Reverend Dr. Dee Parker from upstate New York and her ministry. And then on Friday night, we have Minister Julia Doctor, as well as Reverend Dr. Ernest Maddox and his wife, Barbara Maddox, and their church will be on from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Amen. And then the 22nd, we're going to have an interview with Dr. Maddox and his wife, so you'll be able to hear a little bit more about Dr. Maddox and his ministry and his service to the Lord. I believe he said it was 45 years, you know, so he's been being a soldier for the Lord a long time, so please tune into that broadcast at Saturday at 7 p.m. My husband will be on at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and then we'll be back on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. So thank you so much for just tuning into the broadcast and for your prayers and just for listening. We really appreciate you coming in and listening to the Word of God. Amen. And I know some people can do it better, you know. I know that there's more scholarly people than myself. I understand that. But I just love the Lord the way he allows me to do it for his glory. So I'm thanking you for coming and joining into this house. Amen. This house of prayer. Amen. I bless you. I bless you. And I'll be back on Tuesday night. Take care.
Frustrated at work? Know a company that's using pirated or unlicensed software? Want to make some money? Now you can. Report software piracy today at nopiracy.org, and you can receive a cash reward while doing the right thing.
Thank you. Give the Lord a great praise.